everybody, and welcome to the Recruiting Limo, brought to you by Arden's Burger and Grill in Central South Carolina. Make sure you stop by today and tell Donnie and Angie that the fanboy sent you. Also, don't forget to try their chili, mac and cheese, hot dog, and also the double dip wings. Today, we have a special guest. He is a 2023 outside linebacker, strong safety, 6'1", 200 pounds, with a GPA of a 3.8, from Eastside High School. Welcome, Langston Scott. How are we doing today, Langston?
Good. How about you?
Doing great, sir. First off, I want to thank you for joining us on the show today. Tell us a few things about yourself.
So I'm from Greenville, South Carolina. Like you said, I play outside linebacker and strong safety. And I have a 3.8 GPA, so I like to stay on top of my books and stuff. So
awesome, man. As a recruit, what are a few things that you've enjoyed about the recruiting process and a few things that you didn't enjoy?
A few things that I enjoyed were just going and visiting places and just looking at the school and meeting the coaches and seeing what's a good fit for me and how they run their defense. Yeah. And how the coaches approach the game and how they approach the players. And bad experience were just the waiting process.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the times it doesn't really hit for people until senior year. So, and I was lucky to get my first offer this summer. So
awesome. And what are you looking for whenever you're looking at a dream school, like where you want to go? What is like the factors that came into the process of finding that dream school?
I've been looking for a school that offers a good academic program. And, you know, my thing is I'm going to school to get a diploma and then second play football. So just a school that offers a good academic program and then a place that feels like home, you know, because being away from home is not easy for everybody.
I agree with that wholeheartedly, and I appreciate your wanting to get the books first. That's really good to do that first, because you know football doesn't last forever, so that's very smart. What other hobbies do you have other than, of course, football?
I like hanging out with my friends and going on out in the lake and going on a boat and just enjoying time, you know, with friends and family. So
yeah. What other sports do you have other than football?
I actually wrestle. So
awesome. What traits do you look for in that ideal coach?
I look for somebody that's willing to push me and, you know, be there for me when times are needed, you know, and I can just go in his office or whatever, you know, and, like, just have a man-to-man conversation. Somebody that's going to keep it real with me.
Yeah.
Just have the best interest for me.
That's very good. What heroes or role models do you have in your life that may have impacted your recruitment?
My role model, my brother, because my brother actually plays at Citadel. So
okay.
I've just been, he's 2 years older than me. So I was growing up watching him go through this process and then just seeing everything, how it goes, and going on visits with him. So I'm lucky to have him in my life and have him as a role model.
Awesome.
To show me the ropes.
That's awesome. And that really does help when you have, you know, someone that's already been through that process and that allowed you to actually go with him and see how it goes. That's definitely a great thing to have. Name a player you mold your game style around when you play. Like, is it in NFL, college, or your own team?
It's Isaiah Simmons. I feel like I'm a versatile player, and with him being able to play like a safety, linebacker, inside, you know, I feel like I can do all those things. So
that's a great player to definitely role model against. I've watched Isaiah and followed him for a long time. So, you know, if you're anywhere near I'll be looking forward to seeing you in the pros. All right, man. Well, is there anything you would like to tell other student athletes that may be going through the recruitment process that might could help them, things that they need to look for or, you know, avoid and so forth?
Just make sure your grades are good and just be patient, because sometimes it can be long, and just stick it through, because at the end of the day, you'll be playing somewhere. So be patient and just ask questions, ask the coaches questions, and yeah, you'll be able to finish, stick it through.
Well, Langston, we want to thank you for coming on our show today. Thank you for your time. I know it's a busy time for you right now, and that's all I'll say on that. And we just wish you the best in your career, also in your schooling. And I got a feeling we'll be seeing you on Sundays as well as Saturdays. And we just wish you the best of luck, sir.
Thank you.
All right, and that's Recruiting Limo this week for me, the Jay, you're the fanboy host. And also for Langston Scott, we appreciate you coming on. This is the Fanboys Recruiting Limo, brought to you by Winning Edge Sports Network. Thank you for listening.